All right, Ryder D. We'll race him when it's time. It was time. Holshot had to feel incredible, man. And I understand you were right there in the first moto, too.
Yeah, I was third the first moto. Pumped. Went around the outside, and I went down. But I was so bummed. Tried my hardest to come back. Got 14th, and I was solid. I was good with that ride. And then
you were pretty far back.
Yeah, I was buried. And so second moto, I was like, okay, we'll just get a whole shot, and then I'm going to run as hard as I can until I blow up. So I ran fifth for 25 minutes.
Trying to blow up.
Yeah, arms blew up. Waiting for the two-lap card to come out. I think the 10 minutes will come around, though, the extra 10.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what to do. You know how to train, how to ride, and everything else. How cool that feel for you to pull that start?
I knew I was a good starter, like, coming in, so I was like, we just need to get good starts, put myself in a good position, and it'll come. So, and I did that. But running up front with the boys, like, that pace wasn't hard for me. Just holding it the whole time's difficult. Yeah. So we'll be good next time.
You've ridden national tracks before. It's not a big deal, but how much different was it for you to ride? You know, how gnarly was it your second moto today? How rough was it out there, gnarly? Was it just what you kind of expected, or was it a little extreme?
It was for sure extreme, but it develops how a track should. Like, I've been racing these amateur races for a long time, and they get, like, super weird ruts and hooks, but it's how a track should develop. So it wasn't too hard, just the braking bumps get massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ruts are super long. So it's just a bit different, but it'll be easy to get used to.
It's interesting you say that, though. You're right. It develops differently, right, than, like when I ride World Vets or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, dude, there's bumps everywhere. This is weird. And so, yeah, this is proper way to race it.
Yeah, like, all of our stuff's little bumps. You can charge through them. These are, like, you got to take your time, pick through them, and have some pretty good lines, which I'm pretty good at, like, picking a track apart, but it's just different.
Nerves at all today?
Surprisingly, no. Second moto going in, I was, like, totally relaxed, perfect, like, ready to go. So, and I think it helped pull that whole shot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to look at your second moto and be like, oh, he whole shot and ran, you know, top five for a long time. I almost think your first moto was more impressive. It was a pretty good comeback.
It was. I'm pretty bummed on, like, a 14-11. Like, I tried to be in the top 10. That was my goal. But you learn, and you don't learn if you don't race. So.
I hear you're going to Loretto's no matter what. We have this 40-point rule and everything else that you're going to come close to. But I heard some people say you may stay, but I heard you have to go to Loretto's. What do we know?
Depending on today, I'll probably do the Loretto's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just crushed it today.
At Millville.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
My goal was not to do the Loretto's. Okay, it's just to do best I can.
Right.
But I want to finish out Loretto's strong and do the last four.
And you're kind of riding for a deal, right?
Yeah. We're riding for a deal.
Yeah. listen, man, you'll no doubt capture some wins at Loretto's. So after Loretto's, you'll ride for Mitch the rest of the season?
Yeah. I'll ride for Mitch, and then I'll be up. So, yeah.
Cool, man. Thanks. Good job. Impressive start, I think. And, it was nice to see. Thanks, man.
Thank you.